Exclusive poll: 92% of Trump voters want FDA to protect Americans from unsafe Chinese drugs. By Sean Moran on August 6, 2025. 92% of Trump voters want the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, to do more to protect Americans from unsafe prescription drugs. A poll obtained exclusively by Breitbart News found. A poll conducted by Fabrizio Ward, one of President Donald Trump's favored polling firms, revealed that Trump voters remain highly concerned about the growing threat of unsafe foreign-made drugs entering the country through online pharmacies and rogue compounders. The survey also detailed that there is broad bipartisan backing for more stringent FDA oversight and enforcement to boost American pharmaceutical manufacturing and reduce reliance on China. This isn't just a public health issue, it's a national security crisis. Raul Lopez, a board member of RX Border Defense, which commissioned the poll, said in a written statement to Breitbart News. When we allow foreign adversaries like China to flood our communities with unregulated, dangerous compounded drugs and ingredients, we're not just risking lives, we're funding violence, empowering domestic gangs, and undermining American safety. If we want secure borders and safe neighborhoods, we need to shut down the foreign drug pipeline and take back control. The survey found. 92% of Trump voters want the FDA to do more to protect Americans from unsafe prescription drugs. 94% back mandatory country of origin labeling for medications. 82% trust American-made drugs, while only 31% trust drugs made in China. 88% agree that the American border is not secure until authorities can stop illicit drug ingredients from coming into the country. 67% oppose expanded drug compounding beyond narrow exceptions. Only 41% of Trump voters trust online pharmacies to sell FDA-approved drugs. Federal and state officials, including 38 members of the National Association of Attorneys General and 80 members of Congress, such as Senators Jim Banks, RN, and Marsha Blackburn, RTN, have called on the FDA, Attorney General Pam Bondi, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, to increase oversight over online sellers of compounded GLP-1 receptor antagonists and unregulated active pharmaceutical ingredients, APIs. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, has proposed legislation that would bring pharmaceutical manufacturing back to America. Breitbart News detailed. China produces an overwhelming majority of active pharmaceutical ingredients, APIs, used for drugs in America. This includes 95% of imports of ibuprofen, 70% of acetaminophen, and 40-45% of penicillin. Axios reported that the coronavirus outbreak has jeopardized the American supply of roughly 150 pharmaceuticals, including antibiotics, generics, and brand name drugs. Some of these drugs do not have alternatives on the market. The safety of American patients is under attack from unregulated foreign drug factories, shady online pharmacies, and unchecked compounders operating outside the law, Lopez concluded in his statement. Americans are sending a clear message: they want to stop the dangerous flow of counterfeit drugs, manufacture essential medications here at home, and hold violators accountable. Fabrizio Ward conducted the poll on behalf of RX Border Defense from July 17 to 21, surveying 1,000 registered voters. The poll has a 3.1% margin of error. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.